For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. At one time or another, we've all thought if we knew the line at this restaurant was this long, we would have gone somewhere else. There's now an app for that, and a lot more. Why Wait is being developed by a new startup company in Bowling Green, and I asked its creator, Eric Littleton, how it all started.
The idea just came from an inability to wait at restaurants, and that turned into a business plan, turned into an actual business once we got some investment. But before that, I kind of had to, because I don't have any kind of entrepreneurial background, I kind of had to learn as I went and find different sources of information on how you go from step A to step B. So it kind of went from an idea. I sat on it for a couple of years until I saw the utility when everybody was walking around with a smartphone in their hands. And from there, decided, you know, this could work, and then went about seeing how to do that.
Well, I mean, what exactly is Why Wait? It's a phone app, and it is just for wait times at restaurants now?
What Why Wait started out as was just a way for people to find wait times. But in getting to that point, there's a few things we picked up along the way that now this turns into a one-stop shop for finding a restaurant. You can find happy hours, menus, events, specials, deals. Restaurants can communicate with the users by sending them push notifications, and there's a lot of benefits for both sides, both restaurants and users.
I want to pick up on what you said a minute ago about getting from point A to point B. Millions of people have ideas. Mm-hmm. Very few carry it through, and very few actually see it reality. How did you get from point A to point B?
Well, I started reading stuff on the internet and finding different sources of information on how to start a business, and one of the recurring themes I saw was the value of an idea is really nothing. And at first I didn't believe that, and I didn't want to tell anybody my idea because I thought it was a groundbreaking thing and the next best thing. And then finally I realized, you know, this idea really has no value until you put it in motion, and putting it in motion was a fairly large ordeal, and it's taken a lot of work, but has definitely been worth it.
Like all entrepreneurs, you're using very much two different sets of muscles. One, the brain power to come up with the idea in the first place, and then the business side, mm-hmm, of making that a reality and running a company. Mm-hmm. Now, how many employees are with you now?
We have about 12, both full and part-time.
And they are touching base with restaurants over the place to get them on this app?
Right. Right now, we are live in Bowling Green only, and actually we've recruited almost all of our employees are either Western current students or recent graduates. And we found that that works out because we've interviewed people that have had jobs and worked in industries, and what we're doing is it's labor intensive, but it's not something that you're going to find somebody with a lot of experience in. So what we've gone after is people with just energy and ideas, and then they kind of help mold and shape our business.
And where do you go from here with Why Wait?
Right. In the next couple of weeks, we'll be live in Louisville, and then we'll move to Lexington, and we consider this our testing platform, and then after that, we're going to launch it on a regional and national level.
Any other ideas on the horizon, or are you going to stick with Why Wait for the time being?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different things that I'll wake up in the middle of the night and think this is the next great thing, but then realize that it takes a lot of there's a lot in getting that idea into something that's tangible.
Why Wait creator and CEO Eric Littleton. The app is currently available for both iPhone and Android users and free to download. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran.